Mixed martial arts is a combination of judo and karate and wrestling and boxing, and all of these sports are currently legal in New York State. However, mixed martial arts has been banned since 1997 because they say that it's unsafe and there's no rules and regulations. And originally, there were a lack of rules and regulations, but over the last 15 years, they've put together a very rigid set of rules and regulations that they do follow, and the sport as a whole has become more professional. And we hope New York State will follow along with other states and lift the ban that's costing our state potentially millions of dollars every year by missing events that could be going on here that are taking place in our neighboring states like New Jersey and Pennsylvania. Mixed martial arts is currently sanctioned in 46 states, but it's legal in 48. Leaves us in Vermont, who still have a ban on it. They say that it's less violent than boxing at times, yet boxing is legal here. I think this is another example of New York State regulating and telling us how we should live our lives and what we should allow our children to watch, and I think that should be left up to the individual and up to the parents. It's also a great way to support our local athletes like Rashad Evans, a native of Niagara Falls who has gone on to be ranked number 2. And I think it's a great way to show support to him if we lift the ban and allow him to fight in his home state. I think it would be a huge turnout. On April 21st, there will be a UFC fight. The main event is a fight between John Jones and Rashad Evans, who are both from New York State. And the fight had to be moved to Atlanta. And if it was here, I'm sure it would have been a sold-out show and would have generated millions of dollars. But instead, the show had to be taken elsewhere.